The Conversation is reporting on a recent British announcement that a museum will return two stolen locks of hair from a 19th century Ethiopian king. It's being held as an exemplary gesture of goodwill by the Ethiopian Embassy in London. And that hair was cut from Emperor Tewodros II's head after he shot himself rather than being taken prisoner by invading British forces. So this is very significant indeed, particularly for Ethiopians. Let's speak to Mohammed Girma, who's a researcher associate and the author of Understanding Religion and Social Change in Ethiopia. Mohammed, good evening to you and thank you so much for your time. What is the significance of this gesture?
Thank you for having me. Well, it is quite significant for Ethiopia because primarily psychologically, where the king has been killed even though many years ago, but then locks of his hair was taken to Britain. And then it was placed in British Museum. That is psychologically a big humiliation for the Ethiopian population as well. But also there are a number of artifacts, including 500 ancient Christian manuscripts, two gold crowns and gold crosses, religious icons. And most importantly, the son of the king himself was taken to the UK, and he was still buried there. That means that is quite humiliating psychologically to the whole nation.
Yes.
So it is kind of a coming back of the Ethiopian pride. So it's very significant in that regard.
So if I've heard you correctly, you've said that his body remains buried in Britain. Is that correct, Mohammed? Did I hear you correctly there?
No, it's not his body, but only they took the two locks of
just the two locks,
hair,
right?
But then they also brought with all things his only 7 years old son to the UK.
Ah, right.
His son has passed away in the UK, and he was buried in the UK, and Ethiopia was asking for the body of King's son, Prince Alamayo is his name.
Yes.
And the prince's body is still placed in the UK. He passed away because of the fact that he couldn't cope with the weather in the UK.
Right.
So that was, this is a kind of a good sign of the other things might be also returning to Ethiopia.
So there's a good chance his body might be returned in time.
Yes, there is still campaign going on by activists in Ethiopia, but also globally to secure the return of the body of Prince Alamayo.
You've written very well about this. The recent comment by French President Emmanuel Macron that African treasures in French museums be returned to their countries of origin. Are we seeing a greater willingness on the part of European museums for African art to be returned to us?
Yes, it is quite, well, the British Museum was very much resistant in terms of returning those artifacts back to Ethiopia. And one of the lame arguments that they give is the Africans do not have enough facility to keep these artifacts. And that is quite mind-boggling to make up from a British museum. But also it is the action and the comment from the French president was quite commended, and he clearly said these African things and artifacts need to go back to where they belong. I think that is kind of opening up a new conversation, and it's coming from one of the powerful people in Europe. So that is also injecting some hope among the activists who are campaigning to bring these artifacts back to Africa.
Very interesting indeed. And you're opening up a very important conversation by informing us about all the details around this. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Mohammed Girma from the United Kingdom. He's a research associate. He's also the author of Understanding Religion and Social Change in Ethiopia. And I'd be interested to hear from you on this issue. What do you feel about our art sitting in foreign countries, you know, in the countries that pillaged Africa several centuries ago, usually during colonization, but also during other periods in history? much of our art, and in fact, the bodies, all the body parts of various of our leaders and even ordinary people remain sitting in the back room, in the back rooms of museums. I often think of Sarah Bartman and the story of how, you know, her body was essentially pickled and left in a back room of a French museum, and how much it took for what was then the Thabo Mbeki regime to actually repatriate her remains, and also a promise that was extracted at that time that we wouldn't ask for anymore, that Sarah Bartman would then become the symbolic, shall we say, the symbolic warrior whose body was returned to Africa. But, you know, we must simply accept, I suppose, as part of that agreement, that we won't push for other South African or African artifacts to be returned to us. What is your feeling about that? I mean, we see an opening up in terms of Macron's statement. I'm not sure if everyone feels like that. I know there'll be a great deal more resistance from the British to returning what they have taken from countries like South Africa, India, and other countries that they colonized.